The United States is the only developed country that doesn't require any paid leave for new parents. The Federal Family and Medical Leave Act protects workers from losing their jobs if they take time off to care for newborns or sick loved ones. But that's the extent of what's offered in Indiana and most states. A bill Governor Eric Holcomb recently signed sets up a summer study committee to examine the possibility of paid family and medical leave at the state level. But in the meantime, a growing number of employers are offering paid time off in those situations. WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports.
Jill Phillips needs all of the energy she can get.
We have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a newborn.
The mother of four is finishing up her last week of time off with her newborn son while juggling the needs of her three other children at the same time. It isn't easy. We meet at a McCordsville park, and her kids interrupt our interview a few times.
Dalton.
Phillips has her hands full, and she's got a great sense of humor about it. When she had her first three children, she was able to take 12 weeks off after giving birth. She switched jobs before having her fourth child and is a staff member now at Indiana University in Indianapolis. She doesn't qualify for the paid parental leave policy. It's currently only offered to faculty.
I ended up taking off 3 weeks of vacation, or 3 weeks vacation, combination of vacation, sick time, over a 3-week period. So I didn't work at all those 3 weeks. And then starting the fourth week, I started working from home part-time at 24 hours. So, and then I took, you know, the rest of it, like 16 hours unpaid.
Phillips says it was a hard adjustment financially. She's going back to work full-time Monday when her son is just over 2 months old. IU recently announced it's expanding its fully paid parental leave program to include staff members like Phillips. The new policy goes into effect July 1st and gives both parents up to 6 weeks off for the birth or adoption of a child.
I just think it's wonderful that they're going to offer that, because it's hard to, you know, to just juggle all of it.
Purdue University offers up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave for those who've worked for the university for at least 1 year in a benefits-eligible position. Indiana State University allows employees to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid FMLA to care for a newborn or adopted child, but fewer than 50% of workers in the U.S. even qualify for FMLA. That means many people's jobs and benefits aren't protected if they take the time off.
I know that we're offering basically nothing here.
That's Democratic State Senator Karen Tallien. She and two other lawmakers are urging their colleagues to consider taking action at the state level. The National Partnership for Women and Families gave Indiana a near failing grade last year on its annual assessment of paid family leave policies. Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill Tallien co-authored this session that means a summer study committee will look into the possibility of setting up a voluntary paid family leave program in Indiana.
That an employer could offer to his employees, they could both contribute to a kind of short-term disability package. And then when someone needed FMLA, they could apply and get that.
Erin Macy is a policy analyst with the Indiana Institute of Working Families. She says other states have explored the option of voluntary paid family leave programs.
With a voluntary or mandatory insurance program, employees or employers could pitch in a small amount of money to a statewide insurance pool, and that money would be used to pay employees when they need wage replacement for family leave.
Opponents of paid family leave policies argue they can be hard on small businesses, which Macy says makes voluntary programs attractive solutions. But she argues offering paid time off to support families can benefit companies long term.
We know especially younger generations are really looking at these benefits in order to make decisions about employment.
Phillips admits she took for granted that most companies offered paid time off for parents.
A friend of mine gave birth last year, and she went back to work full time after 3 weeks. And that is just tough.
She's grateful she's been able to spend 8 weeks at home with her newborn, even if some of that time was spent working. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.